believe, for term purposes.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to this evening's Transportation Benefit District Board. We want to call the meeting to order. Liz, can you please take roll call?
Certainly. Board members present and establishing a quorum are Scarborough, Hanford, Rasmussen, and Pam.
Thank you. And we'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Sorry, you were supposed to.
All right, so we'll start off this evening. Our special orders of business is to Ms. Hassert, I believe you have this.
Thank you, Mr. Hanford.
Yes.
So this is the first order of business is we are asking for the board to select the chairperson to go ahead and facilitate your meeting. One of the things that we did find as we were reviewing to make sure that we had everything up to date is that, as you're aware, when the Transportation Benefit District was formulated, the legislative body of the City of Monroe does serve as the board for the TBD. In a strong mayor form of government, the mayor is not considered part of the legislative body. So at this point, he is not eligible any longer to be able to serve as your chair. So we are recommending that you pick someone among the seven to be the chair. And then there's nothing that says it has to be one-year term. And given how infrequently we meet, we are suggesting that whoever is chosen as a chair maybe serve for a two-year term.
Thank you, Councilmember Rasmussen. Or I'm sorry.
Board member
Rasmussen. I'll make a motion to move to select board member Kevin Hanford to serve as chairperson of the Monroe Transportation Benefit District Board for fiscal years 2018 and 2019. Doing such a fine job at it.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Moved by a board member Rasmussen, seconded by board member Scarborough. As the motion was read into the record. Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Oh, you're coming up later, sorry. let's see, so public comment period. This time is set aside for members of the public to speak to the Transportation Benefit District Board on any issue related to the City of Monroe. Please sign in prior to the meeting. Has anyone signed up? Councilmember Rasmussen.
I'll make a motion to approve consent agenda.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to approve consent agenda. Any discussion or questions? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Next item of business is under new business, under Monroe Transportation Benefit District Fiscal and Operations Annual Report. Looks like Ms. Hassert and Mr. Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So this evening, we just wanted to give you the quick update annual report on operations, both fiscally and from a public works standpoint for the district over the last year. So basically, real quickly from the fiscal standpoint, we started the year with a budget of $1.6 million, thereabouts. And the road work that was done by the city for the district amounted to almost $1.09 million. The audit insurance costs are just a few overhead costs that are borne by the district. We actually did not have an audit for the 2017 or 16 year, because the district is so small and it is such a limited, it's a special purpose district. The auditors have us on a three-year cycle, so we don't anticipate an audit yet for at least another year. So that's actually our insurance costs, which are pretty minimal given that we are such a limited purpose district with regards to transportation. Revenues. We started the year a little over $1.4 million. Sales taxes, just like for the city, came in pretty strongly. And then again, as you can see, when we deduct the expenses, we ended the year at over $1.5 million, which then is the starting balance for 2018. So any questions on that?
Chairman, board member Rasmussen.
Oh, sorry.
Oh. All right, any questions?
So now,
I just have one question. When was the last audit done?
Actually, I don't think the TBD has been audited yet, because it is still relatively new.
Okay.
So
it's due when?
It's not on the schedule for this year, so my expectation is it should be for next year.
Okay. Thank you.
That was the question.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So I will turn this over to Mr. Peterson.
Thank you. Good evening. I'll try to make this quick. Just giving you a quick overview of what we did last year. This slide up here on the screen shows the streets that we hit for preservation. A couple of the bigger ones was the north part of Chain Lake Road, putting the new asphalt overlay on that, and then a good chunk of the northbound lanes of Providence Boulevard. Some of the light blue rows were chip seals, Witch Creek Road being the predominant one. And chip seals are done by Snohomish County Forces, and then we joined the Snohomish County Countywide Overlay Program to capitalize on their pretty good pricing for doing our overlays. And we look forward to utilizing those programs year after year. Then, this is kind of how the budget played out. We positioned ourselves for kind of unprecedented expenses in terms of the market trend and particularly the cost to do concrete work. We had a budget amendment that brought up our amended budget totaled about $1.6 million. But when it's all said and done, we ended up only spending a little over, $1,433,000. The bulk of that being the asphalt overlays in the black part of the pie chart there, and then just 3% went to chip seals. The remaining 32% of our budget actually wasn't used.
What's the best white paper?
Just square yards.
Oh,
it's a measurement for 19,000 square yards. The chip seal is done, and for 9,000 square yards of asphalt overlays representing 10 roads and about 46 ADA ramps being repaired and brought to current standards.
Councilor,
do you have a slide that will, instead of telling us that we have 49,165 square yards of pavement, how many miles that might be?
I don't have that with me.
Okay. Could be in the future, maybe.
Sure.
Put it in parentheses. Same with the chip seal.
Sure.
How many feet? And then is somewhere on further, are you going to give us an overview or a picture of what you're going to do this year?
Yes.
Okay.
So just before we move into next year, just kind of showing some quick slideshow here of what it kind of takes. It shows our crews up on, Snohomish County crews up on Chain Lake Road, demoing an out-of-compliance curb ramp, and then forming up for a new one with all the ADA check marks. And
what
then,
sort of verse was that?
Oh, this one in particular is up on Chain Lake Road.
Oh, it's on the
Sinclair Heights.
Yeah, by Rainier View Road intersection.
That's it. Thank you.
And then that's it, when it's done, brought it up to current ADA standards. So anytime you do an asphalt overlay program, any ADA ramps that you cross with new paving, if those ramps are out of compliance, you're required by law to bring them up to current standards. So here's another example. This is in South Madison, where the existing curb ramps don't exist. They're a barrier to any kind of ADA use. So we came through and knocked it out and put in ADA accessible sidewalks at the intersection. And that's what it looks like now. Another example, this is just some screenshots of Madison Street and Franz Boulevard, where Lakeside, who was the contract winner for the county overlay program, they were out on our streets doing the work, CMPing Franz Boulevard and taking on South Madison. They came in at night one night and took care of Old Owen, kind of get out of the way of the busy commute hours. So it's pretty nice for them to do that for us. Another example, it's kind of a Google screenshot on the left of what Old Owen looked like before, and then after it got paved, what it looks like now. And then another shot, this is 182nd right in the middle of town, just kind of a before and after shot there. And then chip seals, this is a Google shot of what Woods Creek Road looked like before and then after. That's what a chip seal looks like. Chip seal, just for knowledge, the chip seal is about 1/10 the cost of an overlay.
So I wonder how long does a chip seal last versus?
Probably it's going to last a little bit longer, but not 10 times longer.
Oh.
So chip seal is a more economical approach. If the road's gone too far, then it's not really a good application for it. But if the road's not too bad, it's a good choice, economical approach. So, this is a slide you're asking about. I don't have a lane miles or anything on there. But the red marks on the map shows what we're hitting this year. It's all overlay this year. Probably the biggest one is Main Street between the two signals, 179th and Kelsey. We're going to be doing a grind and overlay on that one. We have a TIB grant to help fund a good portion of it. And then on top of that, looks like we're going to do about 37,000 square yards of our streets this year and about 44 more handicap ADA ramp upgrades to bring them under compliance. I believe that was the last slide. Mm-hmm. Yes, right. So, the end of the presentation. Any questions?
The only thing I had that was coming to mind when you showed the chip seal was we had citizens come forward and speak about their concern about why we're chip sealing downtown, mm-hmm. in the downtown district. And so, is any of it, like for next year, is any of that planned or is
no? No, this year, I mean, it's a 2018 paving cycle. We're only doing overlays.
Okay.
So we got some feedback from some of the chip seal that we did in previous years.
Sure.
And that's where South Madison was ground and overlaid. You know, it's an add-on to the original contract last year to do South Madison.
Right.
And convert it to a fresh grind and overlay. So based on the feedback, we backed off from doing chip seals. While it still may be in our repertoire, we'll maybe use it just for a more rural type road setting, like Witch Creek Road.
Exactly, yeah. So. I think the consensus was that we all like that idea, but just not the downtown area. So. Board Member Scarborough.
A lot of it looks like it's going to be down by the school, the bus park, the red line.
Are you talking about the Main Street?
Yeah.
Yes.
And will it be done at night like you did to Old Owen?
That one, in that case, I don't know if it'll be needed to be done at night because there's three lanes, and so they'll be able to still manipulate the road system and have two-way traffic while they pave the third lane. So they'll just utilize the center turn lane for one of the lanes while they're doing the operation.
Okay, and is Calhoun, half of Calhoun's in the city and the other half is not, is that right?
All of Calhoun's in the Calhoun, except for a couple places where it is, but once you get past Ribbon, none of the streets in the city limits.
Which Ribbon?
The first one. Well, actually, the second one, because it's after the apartments. The apartments is in, but after that, it's out.
Okay, the Ribbon Drive east, past that,
is outside the
counts.
Yes.
Okay. But the citizens on the right-hand side or the bluff side are in the city. As far out is about 17 houses or so. So, with the whole road's considered county?
Yes.
Okay, is there any idea of repaving Calhoun up to East Ribbon Drive?
I don't recall it being on our radar anytime soon.
You might check. It's in pretty bad shape sometimes.
Did you want to take a minute and describe to council how the projects are selected? I don't know if you have that background information.
Sure. So we,
you've done it before, but if you get to refresh on that.
Yeah, so we hired a firm, I believe out of Arizona, Scotts, Arizona, that came up and they have some tools, and they went and analyzed all of our streets block by block and gave us a pavement rating system, gave us a program that not only identified its pavement condition index, but also based on our budget and its degradation factors, helped us decide based on the money that we had which streets we should do and what kind of treatment we should do to them. It's a pretty robust program, very complicated too. We take that as a beginning point. We look at issues like, do we have more or less money available? Has the market gone up and we actually, our purchasing power isn't there? And we make refinements to that list to come up with our final target list on up there that you see today. On top of that, if we get grants, the grants will help us add a street to the list. So, but the base point of it all is we have a computer program, a software that kind of helps us figure out which streets to hit and when.
Any further questions?
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for your report.
Thank you.
And then just so the board is aware, this the annual report that we just presented to you will also be posted in our paper of record, as well as we'll get this on the website as well. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hassert. Thank you, Brad, for killing the lights. That helps to see the screen. Thanks for the report, Scott.
Welcome.
All right, there's no need for an executive session. Is that correct, Ms. Atkinson?
That is correct.
Okay. So,
move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion's been made. Seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Close?
Aye.
Did you have discussion? Sorry.
I was going to discuss.
Yeah. All right. We're adjourned. Yeah.